Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know there are some creative financing secrets for buying real estate that the big banks won't even tell you about? That's right. Too many people think inside the box when it comes to buying real estate. If you've ever gotten a no from a lender, that is not your destiny. It doesn't define your personal worth, and it doesn't mean you should just give up altogether. Sometimes you might have to exhaust multiple options before you can find a way to invest. If buying real estate is something you truly want to do, then the old adage applies. Where there's a will, there's a way. I had a 500 and something credit score when I started investing in real estate, and I was told no, I couldn't get financing. So I had to come up with more creative ways to invest. You know, at our company, at Morris Invest, our team of portfolio managers are experts at helping investors reach their financial goals. One thing we really have a knack for is helping people uncover hidden sources of funding for their down payment. There are truly so many ways to get started. And if you have a tenacity, a willingness, and the ability to be creative, then there's nothing that can stop you. So in this video, I'm going to share creative financing secrets for buying real estate. So let's start here. Let's talk about taking a 401k loan. Number one on my list. Did you know that you can borrow funds from your 401k plan? Now, this is different than withdrawing, because immediately when people hear that, they're like, no, don't do that. Why would you take money out of your 401k? No. You're not withdrawing it. You're borrowing from it. It's totally different. And when you withdraw, of course, it comes with huge tax, problems and penalties. You don't want to do that. Nearly every provider offers the option, though, to take a loan from your plan. And it's often as simple and as fast as a few clicks of a button. A 401k loan can be a powerful way to buy rental properties because you're paying the interest back into your 401k. And in turn, you're growing your retirement fund. If you have a sizable 401k and no intentions of leaving your current employer anytime soon, consider using the strategy to grow your portfolio. And it's very simple to do. One of the very first ways that I invested in real estate was logging into my 401k plan, and it was very simple. I was able to click on the borrow from my 401k, and I was able to select the amount. And within like three or four clicks, I was able to transfer that borrowed money right into my personal account in order to invest in real estate. It was that easy. Number two on my list, utilizing forgotten retirement plans. Sometimes people change jobs and they accidentally leave behind old 401k plans or other retirement plans. They just sit there. A great way to use these funds for investing is by rolling these funds into a self-directed IRA. Now, if you think there's a chance that you might have forgotten funds out there somewhere, you'll have to do some a little investigative work to figure it out. But all you need to do is call your old employer, try logging into your old online portals, or dig up some old bank statements. If you find that you do have some funds available, our team at Morris Invest are self-directed IRA experts. They can actually help you set up your new account in just a few minutes. Yes, a self-directed account, we can set it up in like 10 minutes. And then you can roll that over, those old funds that were just sitting there, and you can start utilizing them in your new self-directed account. Now, it's important to note that there are special rules about investing in a self-directed IRA, but our team is highly trained on this, And if you're interested in buying real estate with retirement funds, you can schedule a free call with our team at morrisinvest.com. We'll have a link in the description below as well. Number three on my list, tapping into your home equity. Now, if you own your own home or any property for that matter, consider utilizing the equity to grow your real estate portfolio. In this housing market right now, it's highly likely that your home has appreciated in the past few years, even if it's come down just a little bit. I'm sure you have sizable equity sitting there. Chances are you could actually tap into that. That equity that you're sleeping on right now, you could deploy it to start investing in real estate. This is one of the greatest wealth building tools that people overlook. There are a few different ways to tap into your equity, but most investors we work with tend to use a home equity line of credit or a HELOC. And I have a full in-depth video called The Ultimate Guide on Leveraging Your Home Equity. We will link it up in the description below. That way you can watch it. And you'll learn the mechanisms of how this strategy works and things to consider before you pull the trigger. Number four, trading up. Something that we teach in our free 90-day financial empowerment bootcamp is how to turn your non-performing assets into performing assets. This could be a car that you don't really use, a savings account, collecting nominal interest, an underperforming rental property, collectibles, and the like. Consider if you own anything that you could sell or trade. The specifics of what this looks like is going to be varied based on your personal situation, but go back to the drawing board, aka your balance sheet, and assess if there's anything that you can sell or convert into a performing asset. And if you need more guidance in this area, download our free bootcamp. It's totally free. It's a 90-day bootcamp. Just go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp today. Number five on my list, partnerships. Now, a real estate partnership is a great way to link up with other investors and pool your resources. Now, a partnership can give you access to more resources, improve your chances of obtaining financing, because now it's not just tied to your personal name, but you're a team coming together. And in the case of limited finances, a partnership allows you to grow your portfolio faster than you could on your own. Now, although a partnership can be a beautiful thing, it's not something you should enter into lightly, of course. Be sure to do your own due diligence. Make sure everything is set up correctly so you don't get burned. We have a couple of videos on this very topic. You can see my videos on how to buy rental properties with multiple investors. And the other one is called The Pros and Cons of Investing with a Partner. I encourage you to check out those videos. Number six on my list, private money. If you've struck out with traditional financing, the traditional banks, consider immersing yourself in the world of private money. The beautiful thing about private financing is that there are no standards or regulations. There's a lot of freedom involved. And making a mutually beneficial deal helps everyone reach their financial goals. You could work with professional lenders, or you could approach a friend or a relative. For anyone who's actually interested in pursuing private money, I always highly, highly, highly recommend the great book by Susan Lasseter Lyons. It's called Getting the Money. Yes, Susan Lasseter Lyons. The book will teach you the exact steps, step by step, that you need to approach lenders and close deals, to talk to individuals. It could be your uncle. It could be someone that you've met at a real estate meeting, and structure deals. She walks you through step by step how to do it. Number seven, referrals. Now at Morris Invest, we have a great referral program that allows you to actually save up credits towards a rental property by referring your friends and family to us. So if one of your friends also buys a property with us, then your referral gets $1,000. You get a $1,000 referral. And if you have enough connections, you could easily earn a few thousand dollars each month just by selecting and suggesting our services to other people. You can actually read the fine print on our referral program. Just go to morrisinvest.com/refer. So there's no right way to build wealth. There's only your way. So I encourage you to approach your real estate career with creativity and to learn about as many strategies as you possibly can. That way you've got them in your back pocket when you need them. You know, as a longtime real estate investor, I've used just about every strategy you can possibly think of, from buying properties with a credit card to buying properties with a home equity line of credit to partnering with others on deals to taking private money. All of it, traditional financing, everything I can think of, I've done. So to have access to all of those tools in your back pocket is really, really powerful. Anyway, I hope this video brought you a ton of value today and gave you some ideas that you can implement, whether you're trying to buy your first rental property or your 10th. Don't discount the power of creativity when it comes to investing, and don't take no for an answer. So go out there, everyone, take action, become a real estate investor, and we'll see you in the next video.